welcome back to the morning show here on the Ancient World podcast. And it's been a while, so we're back now with just a little update on all our different projects and things we're looking into. So we'll be making a little bit more videos now on our YouTube channel. And we've also started looking at more of the Italian version of the comedy. And we're looking now at the Singleton commentary and also reading more on the original text in the Italian and in also the original Italian. So what we plan to do today is just to look at a couple of examples from the opening of Purgatory in Italian and just look at the poetry. And also hope you're all having a great morning and a good cup of coffee. It's a nice new week here. It's a bit rainy and windy, but this is kind of middle of December. So it's also some blue skies, so it might be sunny later on. So we're going to do this just more like exploratory and just try to reflect on kind of the difference. What is immediately kind of the feeling you get when you start looking at Italian is that it is, in some sense, compared to the English translations, it is somewhat kind of more forceful and in a sense also bigger. Like the visual parts are stronger in a sense. So, but we'll look at the examples now and then you can see if that makes any sense. So we're looking at the second chapter of the Purgatory. This is like when they come out of the mountain, they go down to the beach, and then they will see like the boatman is coming with 100 souls. And they also have this just description of nature and all these invocations of kind of spring and rebirth, and kind of the sun is coming up, and you have the reed and all these very kind of vital, fertile nature metaphors. But one thing that stood out for us when we read this now was a connection to, like a hidden connection in some sense to Apollo, the sun god, since we've been talking about this a bit in the last few weeks. So you have, this is just a description of like the day that's coming. So the Italian here is, da tutte parti s'attaeva il giorno, lo sol, che aveva con la sette conte di mezzo il ciel cacciato capricorno. So da tutte parti s'attaeva il giorno is like from all the parts was shooting arrows. For the day, the sun. So the sun is shooting arrows everywhere, meaning Apollo. Che aveva con la sette conte di mezzo, that had with the arrows well aimed in the middle, il ciel cacciato capricorno. So aimed at the middle of the skies, hunted or caught capricorno, the constellation of the Capricorn. Just saying that as the sun is rising, it's shooting its rays of light all like in every part of the heavens. And then with the well-aimed rays, it also then had caught this constellation of Capricorn, which is now fading into like just the like the blue skies are making it invisible. And then we had another one, which is when the souls are asking Virgil and Dante, the pilgrim, for the directions. So there's an important point here that we'll see now. So it says, E Virgilio rispose. So, and Virgil responded. Voi credete forse che siamo esperti desto loco, ma non siamo peregrini come voi siete. So you think maybe that we are experts on this place, this location, but we are pilgrims, just like you are, or like you are. And there's an important point here that this is the first time they're using the word peregrine, the pilgrims. So this is not used in the first book in Inferno. So Dante, as the character in the story, is not a pilgrim through Inferno. He's on a journey, on a learning experience, but the pilgrimage starts at the beach of Purgatory. That's when they are defining, or Virgil is defining them as pilgrims. And then we have more beauty here with when the boatman, this is a little bit before, when the boatman is coming. You have two tercets here. Ed ecco, qual sorpreso dalmatina, dalmatino, per li grossi vapor marte roseggia, giù nel ponente sovra il suo marino. So, and look, they're surprised by the morning from the big vapors, Mars is reddening. So just in the morning, when you have Mars in the skies and you can see it, and then as kind of dawn infuses the sky with more light and also these vapors that's coming up, the planet of Mars is reddening. Giù nel ponente sovra il suo marino, meaning over in the west above the ocean. Cotal ma parve, se io ancora lo veggia, un lume per lo mar venir si ratto. Che muover suo nessun volar pareggia. So this is the first glimpse of the boatman, the angelic boatman. So, kutal ma parve, like that appeared to me, sio ancor lo veggia. This is very important, like that I still can see. So this is very vivid and very alive still for Dante as a person and also as the writer when he's writing this. And the narrator of the story, un lume per lo mar venir si ratto. So a light on the ocean is moving fast. Che il muover suo nessun volar pareggia, and it's moving like no flight can equal. It's just like it's moving very fast. The boat is not touching. It's not touching the surface because it's like the souls have no weight, so it's just driven by the wings of this angel. But there's a important point there about like me apparve un lume per lo mar, like a light in the ocean. And there's something about, you get this more in the Italian, like the face of the boatman that is coming is in some sense a very deep symbol of salvation, because this is like when, so in this, in the world of the comedy, like when you, and the medieval cosmology and theology, so when you pass away, there are two roads for you. Like one is to go to Acheron, to Charon, the boatman in Inferno, or you will go to the coast of Italy, to Ostia, and then the angelic boatman will pick you up and bring you to purgatory, and then you will start this new journey. So the appearance of this, of the face of the boatman, is kind of the verdict after your life. This is the moment when you know if you will go to hell or if you will go to purgatory and paradise. So it's more clear in the Italian, like how important this scene is, as also when Dante is saying that he can still see it, that this is what he wishes for after his own life. So it's kind of his, it shines through as well, his personal, maybe conviction, or at least his wish that this will be, this is what he's aiming for. This will be the end result of the first part of the earthly life, if you then end to see the face of the boatman. Okay, so that's all we're going to have for this one. It's the first time we're doing more of the Italian version. So I hope some of this is interesting and it gives some extra kind of, especially the feeling of it. The Italian language is also kind of more musical in some sense. So, and it is also the true spirit of Dante. So you can just add on this at the end here. So Dante wrote, one of the many reasons he wrote in the vulgar Latin was that his thinking was that the language you use comes from your spirit or your soul. It is kind of, in a sense, the music of your spirit is shaping the choice of the words and how you make the sentences. So in his view, all translations is kind of a deviation from the true spirit of the author and what the author is trying to express. And that's why he wanted to write it in the kind of the common Latin, the vulgar Latin of his time. And then he also then defined the whole Italian language. So there's something about, and if you read and listen to it in Italian, you're closer to the feeling of Dante as the writer compared to an English translation. So that's something that just always will be in the original text. Okay, so with that, we're going to stop. And now the sun is starting to shine here. We have a second cup of coffee. So hope some of this was interesting. We might do more of the morning shows. This is kind of a companion to the big podcast, which is more kind of more of episodes that we kind of plan and we kind of present the topic in a different way. This one is more just a nice morning and then pondering and reflecting and enjoying the beauty and the wisdom and all the joy and inspiration of the old stories and the Renaissance. So with that, hope you're still having a great day and in front of you. And thanks so much for listening and see you again next time.